Hare Krishna. So we have a very nice gathering tonight, and we're blessed with the appearance of Madhavisa Prabhu, who joined the movement around 65, I think, wasn't it? 67. So he's a golden oldie. Everyone has their golden oldies. Now, I won't emphasize the old too much, because you can still see he's got plenty of life. So, originally, of course, tonight, there was an emphasis on the preaching in Africa, which we were supposed to show a video, but we didn't do it. I think we'll show it later on, if we get the time. But basically, the video was showing our tours of Africa. And again, we're coming up with a tour in January and February, where we go through Uganda, Tanzania, Uganda and Kenya, Tanzania, Malawi, Zimbabwe, or we go through Mozambique, we go to Zimbabwe, Zambia, and back up to Dar es Salaam, to Nairobi. A covering of 8 weeks, and a few little hiccups here and there, but we do, this is our sixth tour, and we've only ever been stopped once by a blown up engine. Other than that, we've managed to, through all obstacles, achieve our goal. So obviously the tour is costing the region of $15,000, and this year we're buying a truck. Well, we're trying to buy a bus and a truck, but at least we'll buy a truck. And that obviously is a big endeavor, because we have to buy one here and ship it to Africa. That truck will be used to pull a ready-made stage, which will be about 40 foot long. That stage will actually be an instant stage. That means whenever we pull it, because Africa is very much villages and towns. And if you go to cities, they're about 1,000 kilometers from each city. So we want to utilize our traveling experience by stopping in villages and towns, and basically we want to have everything up and running in half an hour. The other thing with Africa is it's hot, and in the summer, will be January, February, is when the sun moves in the southern equator, and it's right on the equator. So south of the equator is Tanzania, Zimbabwe, and all the rest of it. So it'll be a little hot. I mean, it's not like too hot, but it is. So the advantage of having a mobile stage is that we won't have to sweat too much setting everything up, and we can just get on with the real business, which is non-stop Harinam. We printed 60,000 books in local language for distribution, and we'll also have usually about $8,000 to $10,000 worth of Prabhupada's books. Of course, the local books are also Prabhupada's books, but they're in Swahili. And all of that is a big endeavor. As many of you may know, we've done a tour over, we do tours all year long. We've done the summer tour. Giri was supposed to be here with a newsletter which tells you all about our different locations. I think he's coming later. So the idea was I was going to talk in a certain way leading up to the kind of emphasis on the African tour. But I think because we're so blessed by having Madhavisa Prabhu here, and he is a gold mine of Prabhupada's pastimes, he, in his original days in the movement, meaning from the early days, he was practically one of the, of course, the leading torchbearers of the movement and a personal assistant to Prabhupada. And he was, Prabhupada called him the Emperor of Kirtan. So to be called the Emperor of Kirtan, Madhavisa Prabhu's kirtans were famous throughout the three worlds. Even demigods would come to watch. So what I'll do is that, what I was thinking of doing was that I'll ask Madhavisa Prabhu to speak. One of the things, to keep it a little African orientated, was Madhavisa Prabhu went to Africa with Prabhupada. So just to keep in that vein, he'll tell you how he brought the deities of Radha Bunki Bihari that are in Nairobi. Prabhupada and Madhavisa Prabhu brought them personally on the plane. So what I was thinking, if we start off from there, and then Madhavisa Prabhu can enter into the Haight-Ashbury Leelas and things like that. Okay. Madhavisa Prabhu ki jai.